Hi students, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. And our chapter 13, 1-3 is our next chapter. It is for planning marketing campaigns, keeping in mind budgeting and evaluation. So that's our topic, that's our chapter. What are the learning objectives in this chapter of planning marketing campaigns and budgeting? Learning objectives is know about the various marketing campaign in travel and tourism industry. Understand the various methods of budgeting the marketing campaign used in travel and tourism industry. Mind it, focus is travel and tourism industry, because that's part of our syllabus. We are linking our work and reading and learning, focusing on travel and tourism. Understand the concept of monitoring and evaluation of the marketing campaign. And the last of this learning objective of campaign is know about various means of performance measurement of the marketing campaign. So with this is less advanced. Marketing campaign in travel and tourism is our topic that I'm going to talk to you now. Marketing campaign, what is it? It's defined as a systematic list of marketing activities taking care of several aspects. It's what marketing campaign is. These are product design, pricing, promotion, communication, and distribution. It is created as to persuade the customer and create the customer's behavior. And it has all the basic four elements of the marketing mix as 4P. You remember we spoke about 4Ps? Price, place, people, and the product that we are talking about. So all these are added in the marketing campaign. Mind it, marketing campaign is a systematic list of marketing activities. So in the systematic list, we would look into designing of a product, pricing of a product, promotional activities in form of communication, and the distribution. So a planned integrated action plan designed to achieve specific marketing objectives and targets. So marketing again is done with a specific objective or number of goals. A separate provision is made, which means a budget, for the promotion and distribution activities. Because promotion would depend. India Tourism Board, Incredible India, marketing would cost less if they go in a developing country. As against that, if you go to a developed country like Europe, Western Europe, Canada, Australia, marketing campaign would need a big budget. If you do marketing within India, the budget could be less compared to what your budget is required. And likewise, so you need to have budget in accordance with the market requirement and the promotion focus form. So it may be aimed directly at consumer or indirectly through a distribution network or both. But ultimate result is to get more customer. Whether you go through a distribution channel or you go indirectly, both aiming the consumer, because the product is meant for consumer. It has been made, be it a tourism product or any other product, man-made product or a natural product, all are meant for consumption. And when it comes to consumption, it is for consumer. So focus on short duration activities. If you look at the marketing plans of various tourism boards, various tour operators, and travel agent, they identify their duration of activities. Like I just said in the previous chapter, the activities may not happen in certain era. For example, come the summer month, all activities take a stop because the travel agent, the tour operator, are busy in sales. They are busy talking to the consumer. They have no time to attend marketing activities. They would be handling clients who are all set to fly in a specific month. So it's an activity and time plan. In case of tourism product, say for example, tour operation, transportation, accommodation, or car rental, wherein the purchase is before it is actually used. So you pay for a airline ticket well in advance to fly 2 months after the money you have paid for. And likewise, you book a tour before reaching Dubai or before reaching Thailand. You pay for it in advance. And likewise, all services, you pay before it is actually used. It is always essential to plan and have a provision for distribution in the entire budget of marketing campaign. You can also keep provision for inflation, for sudden hike. Unless you are committed, you may experience change in price. All that you need to have a provision in your distribution as well as your marketing campaign. Say example, you have to go to exhibit the product in an exhibition happening in Germany. You budgeted at $50,000 and converted into Indian rupee, say 5 months back, you would possibly multiply with 75 rupees. And in course of time, after 5 to 8 months or 9 months, Indian rupees started costing for $1, 80 rupees, 82 rupees now. So there's a loss in the provision of your marketing campaign by exchange rate valuation. Different values have emerged. So you need to have sufficient budget to understand that also. This is a chart that shows us campaign method and the description. So when we create a distribution channel and offering a commission, then organized system or channel through which prospective customer achieve access to product that includes customer-related services or central reservation system and the internet. Again, direct distribution, door-to-door sales. This includes sales literature and print item because you hand it out to your consumer to read from it. So you need a printed literature for that. Or you need a sales literature that would define your product, explain to you. So specially designed for distribution for this purpose. This we are talking about direct distribution. In case of display at point of sale, merchandising, then you need to put up posters, displaying, designing window, display of brochure, and other material are both of a regular and temporary incentive kind. When you are selling personally one-on-one, through workshops, telephone, meetings, roadshows, email, they are primarily aimed at distributors and intermediaries, purchasing on behalf of group of companies or consumers so that you personally sell. A corporate would buy in bulk for their employees and they will buy in bulk, like corporate, make deal with the airline. We will give you 20,000 passengers, Indigo, give us a corporate discount. That's dealt with direct and personal selling. Using the World Wide Web, which is www. So in that, you design your website, you put up a banner advertising and link to the other site where your banner would, on the push of a button, it start highlighting on other web portals. So that attract traffic that would be directed from others' website to your website, creating an interest. Like what you see online marketing, where suddenly some banner pops up. If you link to that, you go out of that web portal, you enter some another web portal. And this is using the World Wide Web for your campaign of marketing in travel and tourism. So for example, you've gone to Emirates Airline, possibly they would put up a link of a hotel in Thailand. They would put up a link of a hotel in Turkey and so on. Another chart of campaign method with the description price reduction. Though it is believed that price reduction may not be a good idea of increasing the sale. But since we are discussing here, let's talk about price reduction. So our prices slash 10% discount, 15% discount. So what happened? Common parts of sales promotion that includes internet offers, it may also have an extra commission and bonuses for the retailer. So if you meet a target, if you cross certain specific amount and meet the target, you get an additional incentive of 3%, 5% as agreed. Suppose your sales target is $50,000. You have crossed that and you have sold $70,000. For $50,000, possibly you would have got your earned commission. But that additional $20,000 that has been sold as additional sale by price reduction, you would get a override commission. Another area of campaign, printed format sales literature, wherein especially promotional brochures and other print used in servicing facilitation role. Public relation PR through all media exposure achieved as an editorial matter. So you put up an ad, and then in turn you get an advertorial given to you for free because you paid for your ad. Therein you put your public relation, you announce something in advertorial which is given to you because you advertise in that paper. So what are we focusing on this? All other forms of influence achieved over the target group, customers and stakeholders. Come again on sponsorship, where someone take responsibility and pay for everything. An alternative form of media to reach to specific target group. You would have seen this coming up on various promotional posts. It is mentioned there, sponsored, which means they are paid for it. A money has been paid for that particular post. It is not coming otherwise. So this is also referred to sponsorship. An alternate form of media to reach specified target group. So you are going into a women magazine. That's your target group. And you put up and you sponsor certain thing and it would be mentioned sponsored and you would put up your announcement like as you do in your media. Okay, and then sales promotion, short-term incentives offer as inducement to purchase, including temporary product augmentation, covers sales force and distribution network, as well as consumer. So this sales promotion, combine all these. You offer a short-term incentive, like you find from credit card company saying, join us, we will give you 5% cash back, maximum of 200 rupees. For any product that you would buy in this specific time period. So it's time bound. Any specific purchase offered as an incentive for short term and it covers sales force and distribution network. So all sales work, all involved in the sales and marketing would be part of this sales promotion. We come back again from the charts to understand the features of marketing campaign. So what do we have into this? Promotional methods are designed to motivate and push. The element of push comes in when we talk of promotion. You push, that's a referred strategy. Push and pull. What are the push factors? What is a pull factor? So these are the features that we are talking. In push, bring the potential customer to point of sale. You have caught some signal from the customer, positive signal. They ask about a product registered by the sales team that, yes, Mr. X has shown interest and that can be a potential customer. So at the point of sale, you try to close that deal through a proportional method. Offering benefit for making the purchase include promotion to distributor. You reach a volume, we will give you a discount. That's to the distributor. Creating easy access to distribution so as to provide ease, comfort in the intended purchase at point of sale. Point of sale, you provide all this benefit of easy access to distributor. Don't make their life difficult if you are roping them as your marketing campaign partner. Budget is important. Marketing budget play a major role in putting up any marketing campaign into practice. And for travel agents, airline, marketing budgets are very strong. Most marketing budget, it is observed, unless it is segregated and allocated for specific activities. Normally, the market budget, many companies experience strain on their marketing budget because by come June or July, the budget for a specific year drains out by the time we reach half of the year. And this has been the case with a lot of travel-related issues. Though the budgets were limited, practically nothing in the COVID era and post-COVID, we are seeing some green light on the other end of budgeting. It is based on annual campaign. So 50 million of business you got from a region, they would dedicate, say, 2% for marketing budget, promotional budget, marketing campaign budget. It is what marketing campaign budget refers to or represent the amount that has to be spent ahead of the desired volume. So you invest. It's called, that's why many of the corporate call the budget, marketing budget, as investment. It's like sowing the seed before you ripe the crop. Because the money you spend is to create awareness, to get loyalty, to close the deals, to increase your point of sale strength, and so on. So the amount that has to be spent is always budgeted. Many countries have huge amount of budget for the marketing of tourism products. I'm referring to the tourism boards. They have huge budget available. Some of the budget which they use is also used for exhibitions, travel. So all categories of allocation of funds and budget is taken into consideration with provision available for appreciation or depreciation in the value of the currency. Students, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are moving forward again. I'm just keeping you aware what topics we are discussing. We are talking about marketing campaign and the budget involvement. How much amount to be spent in a total on a marketing campaign to achieve the desired result? It's a question. Yeah, there is no hard and fast formula. There's nothing written anywhere that this is how you spend your money. How will the total be allocated in between the products and segment included in the campaign? How much you would go for niche market? How much you would spend in specific market, how much you would be spending on addressing different segment of the market. There's no hard and fast formula. It's done on the basis of how to divide it between parts of the action plan. How much you would be investing in flying, how much you would be investing in banqueting, how much you would be spending on exhibiting. All this is no set formula of marketing campaign budget. It is all done with previous learning, but there is some method. A method is affordable method. Percentage of sales method. Mostly they use this. Percentage of sale. This market gives us 50 million worth of business. So 5% of that is allocated for sales, for budget of marketing. Some formula based on there. There's no hard and fast formula, as I said. Only these methods are being used. Competitive parity method and objective and task method. These are the methods that are used in budget. Mind it, there is no hard and fast rule. We'll pick up understanding these methods one by one. They are closely related and depend mainly on the past data. I just mentioned to you. They refer to the past data that, okay, we spend $50,000 in Middle East market. We realized because our budget overall came with 5% increase, taking care of inflation. So instead of 50, now we will be using 52,500 as our new marketing budget into that market. So it is only on the past data, what was earlier budget information. Marketing intelligence about competitors' action. Competitor has pumped in huge money. As against that, if you even don't spend 5%, then you are nowhere in front of the competitor. We have seen in tourism exhibitions, various stands, like those of you who would have visited OTM, outbound travel market, you would see Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Russia, North Russia, Moscow came with heavy spending. State tourism board come with heavy display. As again, Andaman and Nicobar would have a smaller stand because they have no much sale as compared to what Madhya Pradesh or Rajasthan tourism sales targets are and the amount of business they get. So all that is based on your past experience. Based on gut feeling or rule of thumb, oh, we can invest, I mentioned you. Oh, we can pump in money. We can become your golden sponsor. What would you give us? One thing I would must mention here, like UNWTO at the level of Secretary General and overall budget is always under budget constraint. Came Saudi Arabia with gut feeling and said, what do you want? We will pump in money as budget to you. Bring your headquarters instead of from Madrid, bring it to Riyadh. And it was talk of the town. It was believed that headquarters of UNWTO could possibly come to Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. Though it didn't happen, but what they did, the gut feeling. They said, we are ready to give so much of funds. Come to us. Methods and have a broad assumption of allocation of market expenditure that can be considered as affordable. Okay? Affordable method is based on assumption that expenses are made and depends on what the firm can afford to spend on the marketing. Unreasonable. The firm determines the amount of the spend in various areas such as production and operation. Now we are talking of generic things. Later, it allocates what is left to advertising and promotion. Those of you who would have studied this and have spoken to various budget-related departments, you would have noticed that when comes the middle of the month, year, or 7th month or 8th month of the financial year, most budget dry down. not because they have overspent, but because of inflation, because of shooting up of the service providers' costs. That's why most budgetary actions, campaign are completed in the beginning of the year, say before April or May. That's it. And then in Gulf, for example, the season of travel starts happening. In our part of the world, especially in Western India, Southern India, the travel starts in April middle, whereas it starts late in Northern India because monsoon there starts around July. Whereas we would have experienced one full month of monsoon in Maharashtra, down in Kerala, maybe 1.5 months. All these are affordable methods, different type of methods that we are talking in continuity of understanding, budgeting, and the method applied. Percentage of sales, which is used mostly, general method of estimating funding required by expressing revenues and expenses as percentages of sale. Advertising expenses, budgeting method based on allocating a fixed percentage, say 5%, of the anticipated sale revenue to advertising. Now, generally, it's not the future advertisement, but anticipated or available data from the past. Because current financial year is still on run, not completed, so you cannot calculate anything. The previous year, which ended, and certain percentage of the sales is put for marketing budget. So with various methods, here we were talking of percentage of sales method. And then, of course, competitive parity. You go at par with the competitor. It's based on what a brand or firm's competitor are estimated to be spending. If you look at the tourism board spending money into various exhibitions like Korea, like Japan, like Israel, they have huge budget as against Greek, with respect, Greek, Cyprus, other countries have small budget. So the parity, if you are putting up an identical product, you need to have a parity method as what your competitors are offering, by matching the competitor's percentage of sale. Otherwise, you would look dwarf in front of them. You have the similar project, have no capacity. This method assumes that the other firms have the same marketing objective and know what they are doing. You understand this whole scenario, parity, in comparison to what the competition is doing. You are at par with them. If they are spending $10,000, you spend $10,000 because you are into the same era of business. The third and the fourth one is objective and task method. Let's understand what that it is. Has a different approach. The objective and task method of budgeting is a different approach. It begins with a specification of what is to be achieved and goes further towards use of budgeting method required to achieve it. So what you want to achieve, what's your objective, and goes further towards use of budgeting method required to achieve it. So you have first set your objective, and then accordingly you would set up a budget. It is similar to so-called zero budgeting method. It's closely related with systematic marketing planning method. Time consuming and costing depend on evaluation of the market environment. This is something to be noted, that it's a time consuming and costing depend on evaluation of the market environment. Recession is ongoing, fares are very high, they're not traveling. So you have to invest a lot of time in your research before allocation of any budget. We continue with monitoring and control and evaluation, the performance measurement based on evaluation, monitoring and control, every strategic planning, budget planning, implementation of policy will always have this clause of evaluation. That could be possibly a last step, because after identifying, implementing, positioning, it comes at the last stage of evaluation, including the budgeting that you would have done and you would have spent now the time to get audited, to notice what you have spent was in which direction and what was return on investment, ROI. So the marketing control is the next step after all the planning, organization, and implementation is done. The measurement of results, actual performance, provide essential detail. So whether your investment was in the right direction, whether you focus right type of target segment, and so on. That is evaluation and control. Evaluation can be done where you can notice and monitor success or failure. But in case if you have a failure, then you apply control. You apply brakes, and you do, if you have damage, then damage control exercise needs to be done. If otherwise, then you cut the budget, stop unspent money, because evaluation suggests you did not do well. For marketing purposes, it is useful, and following can be done effectively. What is that? Make the essential small adjustment to campaign. Small adjustment. Incorporate the marketing decision with other key business functions as required. And make modification in the objectives according to the existing market and condition. All can be easily understood from the control and evaluation point of view. For marketing purposes, it can be done effectively. Make essential small adjustment to campaign. Avoid this market, because this market will not be giving you more client. Adjust it. Target this more, because this recorded growth. And of course, make modification in the objectives. You were focusing in your future roadmap so much positivity, which did not work. You have to be realistic and come back and remove this into your sales, and existing market conditions have changed. So for marketing purposes, it is useful, and following can be done effectively. Learn from current experience so as to make future campaigns effective. Respond immediately. What is that? Damage control. And in more effective manner in case actual sales and other parameters show very considerably from targets. If you need, the targets were set up for certain amount, you are much below the targets, then there's no worth if some of these spendings in budget can be put on hold or can be stopped, because what you targeted, you did not achieve. Maybe some reason in evaluation you can address, but immediately the sensible planning, sensible evaluation suggests you that you apply brake and stop that spending. Because you would be spending without getting a return on your investment or without getting a return on your spending. How does the performance measure work? What are the aspects into it? Let's take evaluation. Defined as the systematic time-based, which means periodic, monthly, weekly, yearly, 6-monthly, quarterly. Assessment of achievement of a stated objective. What was your objective? Assess them, evaluate them. What did work, what didn't work in this time era? What were the causes? put it down, put and discuss, evaluate, monitor, keep monitoring. Which direction are you going? Are you on the future roadmap? You are much behind. You are properly moving forward, all that. Say, for example, the country decides to give visa on arrival. It wasn't the case 2 years back. Suddenly, the arrival numbers start shooting up. So you need to pump in more budget to start creating more efforts to capitalize on this ease of visa on arrival. Suddenly, visa become tough. Country puts a lot of restriction on issuance of visa. The demand for the destination drops. Your target was 200,000 tourist arrival. You see only 50,000. You have a shortfall of 150,000. You were targeting on the base of sales anticipation, 5% of budget. Now you need to look at it and stop your budget and spending simply because you are not going to meet your target. So marketing control has to be done. Short-term marketing control, management action taken on continuous basis in the response to the information gained by monitoring. I shared a lot of experiences to you, which we have learned by monitoring. Anything, I have seen tourism boards changing their brand for a very short while, and they notice it's going to damage the image. Within a short span of 2 days, the whole campaign was changed. And I'm referring to you, dear student, about Thailand tourism. From amazing Thailand, they came up with something, picked up the national animal, elephant, which was their brand they wanted to put in. And they noticed it's not going to work like how the brand Amazing Thailand would go. They reinstated their brand and the damage control was done within a specific time period of just 3 days. So that's the marketing control you need to do. And we do, of course, every travel and tourism player has to do evaluation, monitoring, and some assumption in form of measurements. So coming to sales variance, measurement would be sales were so much, now it dropped. Sales of American airline from Saudi Arabia drastically dropped. Why? Because there was a terror attack at World Trade Center, 4 targets by terrorists. So what happened? Flow of tourists stopped from Saudi Arabia to US. 500 million worth of business dropped to just 500,000. So the sales variance was drastic. They had to put a control on their budget, the marketing campaign. The money they wanted to spend was put on hold. So sales variance could be taken as a measurement. Customer satisfaction level variance to be taken as a measurement. Customers are not happy. Airlines do this from time to time. That include measurement in various elements of customer satisfaction, including on-time performance, including the quality of meal, entertainment, including the crew handling. All these are the scale of customer satisfaction measurement. And of course, market share variant. You were picking up 50% of the market share for a specific route, Mumbai to Dubai. Emirates noticed this. Those of you who are in touch with travel industry from now on would notice that now Emirates are not bringing in their own aircraft other than the wide-body aircraft. They are code-sharing. They are taking passengers from Mumbai to Dubai on another carrier with whom they have tied up with as a code-share. Why this was done? Because market share variance started happening. Operational cost to Mumbai, they noticed, was very high as against what fares were being offered. So measurement was done, not only Emirates from Mumbai to Dubai. Other airlines are also using code sharing to take passengers and from their hub, they are picking up passengers on their own flight. I don't know if anybody would have observed this. I'm monitoring this. That's why I'm telling you this as a measurement that airlines have taken. They're going to code share various routes. I picked up example of Mumbai-Dubai. It could be another route where they would not find it profitable and getting major market share. So they would put a parameter in performance measurement and they would shift. I'm sure, dear Susan, with all this explanation, you are very much able to, you'll be very much understanding everything, and you will be able to connect with travel and tourism industry that you would be joining. So sales variance, gave example from Emirates flight, could be any airline. That's why there are alliances. Instead of then they operating their own aircraft, they code share. So two airlines take joint load on one carrier, which they code share. So the aircraft would be of one airline, another airline code shares with them, and then instead of operating their aircraft, they go on the other airline's aircraft. That's why we talk of alliances in travel industry. There are three separate alliances: Star Alliance, Oneworld Alliance, and SkyTeam. So all these alliances are to avoid great sales variance. But that's not the measurement. This is, of course, the measurement as a parameter used in performance and could be linked to anyone. I'm giving you more example, dear student, from travel, tourism, and aviation industry so that you can connect. Sales variation is the difference between actual sales and budget sales. This is commonly understood. Any variance means we budgeted so much and we only got so much. So that's a variance. It is used to measure the performance of a sales function and or analyze business results to better understand market condition. You see, airlines operating wide-body aircraft with capacity to carry 300 passengers, but what are they taking from that route? Not even 150. So more than 150 seats go vacant, which is a loss. Another airline also go with 150, whereas they have the capacity of 250 passengers. So what they decide is agree as a measurement to go and code share. So hope this explains to you sales variance and how that is being measured for your parameter use in performance. With this, I come to an end with great detail and explanation. As you know, I'm your web lecturer, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.